Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tell Me More podcast. I am your host, Cherie Preston Moore. I'm super excited to be here with you guys. This is most definitely something different for me. I am used to being in front of the camera, meaning like Facebook Live videos, pre-recorded videos that I would upload to different platforms. And as I was getting ready to do this today, I got much satisfaction knowing that I did not have to look cute. I didn't have to fix my hair. I didn't have to, you know, put on lipstick, make sure that my shirt was nice. I could literally stay in my jammies and come talk to you guys. So that is so exciting for me. So welcome. A little bit about myself. I am a wife of 10 years. I've been dating my husband for 11, but we've been married 10. We have three beautiful children that are sometimes Brett's, ranging from the age of 12 to 3. I love them though. Don't get confused. I absolutely love them. I have two cats, a dog, two fish. I also supervise 4 restaurants. I'm busy. And I just recently started, my newest baby is my craft business, A Little More Creation. It is near and dear to my heart. This was something that I had most definitely been pregnant with, truly, for years and years and years. And I finally birthed A Little More Creation last year. We're not even a year old yet. So I'm super excited about that, but that is not what we're here for. So, the title, if that is a thing that people say on the podcast, I'm truly still trying to figure everything out. Shout out to one of my best friends that today she started her own podcast, and she most definitely inspired me. I've always wanted to do a podcast because I have been blessed with the gift of gab. And why not use my blessings that were already given to me? They're mine, so I'm gonna use them. And you know, I had the idea of doing a video every week with my husband, but he don't really like things like that. I'm really trying my best. Well, today I really tried my best to like, hey, you know, the further we get along on this, you want to come on my podcast? So fingers crossed that Daniel Moore will be on here one of these days. He is super intelligent, one of the smartest people I know, and he has a whole lot of knowledge, a wealth of knowledge that's inside of his beautiful brain that I feel like people can benefit from. But, you know, that's to come. Right now, it's all about me and my thoughts. So, a brief disclaimer. You may hear children screaming. You may hear children fighting. You may hear my dog barking, or you may hear my husband on the other side of the basement working on whatever it is that he's working on. I heard a drill going a little while ago. So, you know, don't get distracted. Just stay with it, you know, just stay focused. So the title of this podcast, and it's going to be a short one because, you know, I have a few other things that I have to do today. Well, tonight rather. And one is spending time with my husband. And you'll understand a little bit more. It's called The Balancing Act of Life, Juggling Multiple Things. So like I told you guys, I supervise 4 restaurants, and that is a high demanding job. Is it a tough job? Absolutely not. It is not. It's not a strenuous job, but I do go home mentally exhausted every day because I try my best to pour so much into, you know, all the managers and the crew people and, you know, everything every single day. So I do go home mentally exhausted. And so I balance that very well because let's be real, I have to go to work because we have bills that are not going to pay themselves. If anybody know where a money tree is, please come plant it in my backyard. I will water it. I will nurture it. I will, you know, keep it together so I ain't got to work no more. But until then, I'm going to hit the clock. Not a physical clock because I don't clock in or out. Thank the Lord. But anywho, so that's, you know, something that I most definitely have to do. So that's not a balance. That is most definitely something that I have to do every single day, 5 days out of the 7 days of the week. But the things that I add onto my plate, I think those tend to be the things that I have to balance the most. One being my new business, I'm maxed to capacity, whether it's through work, I have three kids, a husband, and being a mom. I'm not saying it's a tough job because it's not a job. I have my S sketched on my chest every single day, and I show up every day for my family. But trying to balance life with them, basically setting aside time for each child just so they won't feel like that they're left out. The intentional time that, is set aside, looks different from child to child. I have a 12-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 3-year-old. The 3-year-old, me and him, we can just cuddle on the couch. He give mommy hugs and kisses. We're good. He is most definitely like the only child in his eyes. And I think when you set aside that intentional time for your children, that's exactly how it should be. Now, my 8-year-old, for him, things are a little different because he's the middle child, and I didn't have the middle child syndrome, but I just remember watching my sister when she was growing up, and being the middle child, it kind of sucked. It kind of sucked. But for him, I'm just making sure that, when he be like, "Mommy, watch me do this," or "Watch me do that. Hey, did you see me do this? Hey, did you see me that?" So, just being there for him, looking at, whether it's that air guitar or him shooting a shot at the basketball hoop, that's like my intentional time that I set aside for him, just being present with him. Now, with my 12-year-old, she is most definitely an independent individual. She don't really, or she portray that she don't really need, that time set to the side where, she needs to feel important. But I recognize that, when she talks and we listen, that's when she gets the most excited. So I always try to set aside intentional time, whether it's directly or indirectly, it still happens. I think the one of the hardest things that I struggle with, balancing multiple things is, being a wife to my husband. And he works a full-time job, I work a full-time job, and let's be real, we both be very tired sometimes. So that's one area that I am trying to work on. Believe it or not, my girlfriend, she sent me a podcast the other day, and it was just talking about, doing things more intentionally in your marriage. And when I say I took away a whole lot of stuff like from that podcast, I really did. And I'm currently applying it to my marriage. Things are great, but can they be better? Absolutely. And I think that intentional time and balancing, all the multiple hats and things that we have to wear, most definitely will help with that. So just different ways that, we can set aside intentional time is, plan it. Get you an old planner. I have one right now. I think it's called the Happy Planner, where I most definitely try to schedule everything that I have to do. And as crazy as it seems, it may be like 10 minutes here, 15 minutes there, 30 minutes here, once I get home. But at least I plan for it. At least, I'm trying to balance this, crazy thing that we call life. I mean, it's a crazy wild ride, right? But it's one that we're all on, one that I'm very fortunate that I'm on, and one that I'm gonna continue to be on, hopefully for a very, very long time. So if anybody have, any suggestions or anything like that, please feel free to, share with me how you balance multiple things. Like I said, I'm a newly found small business owner. So sometime at the beginning, when I started my business, it was like, "Where's mommy? She's in the basement. She's in the basement. She's in the basement." But I'm like pleased to report that my children understand, what working hard looks like. because they have seen, look, there go the dog, right? They have seen mommy and daddy work hard to be able to afford, you know, more things for them. Y'all, literally everything we do is for our children. It's for us to make a better life for them, to provide a better life for them. And I'm just happy that now, the older that they get, the things that they see mommy and daddy do, whether it's her starting her own business, I want to let them know that, hey, doing that is obtainable. And that comes with finding the balance of juggling multiple things. I'm showing them that, hey, you can have family, you can have a spouse, you can work a job, you can do your own business, you can do all of these things, but you have to, you know, figure it all out. Am I perfect with everything that I have going on? Absolutely not. I would be a liar if I said that I would. But it is something that I am proud to say that I do, you know, find the balance between. Yes, there are late nights and early mornings just so I can be present when I come home sometimes. But then there are other times when I come home that the kids know as soon as mommy hit the door, I'm coming in the basement. Let me knock out these few things that I have to knock out. And then I cut it off. I can most definitely separate the two. You know, in the past, my children, you know, kids have a way of humbling you, right? My son, he had mentioned, mommy, you're always on your phone. And needless to say, I was always on my phone. My phone, you know, is how I run my business. Basically, I get all of my orders and things that come through my website and, you know, all of these things. So I was glued to my phone looking to see who's going to be here. And it took him saying that to me to realize an area of my life that I wasn't balancing too well. And that's kind of took me on my journey of being present, spending intentional time with my children and, you know, all of that great stuff. So it is most definitely a challenge every single day. But it's a challenge that I am working towards and I'm getting through it, and it's getting easier and easier every single day. And I'm just like super grateful, super excited that I am, you know, figuring out this crazy thing that we call life, the crazy, you know, balancing act of life. I mean, it's crazy, y'all. But that's kind of all that I have for today. But I want to leave you with a quote. I actually got this quote today. I stole it from one of our crew people. We have this app where, you know, we communicate between store and store and, you know, internally in the store. And this gentleman, he quoted Travis Scott. Now, I don't know too much about Travis Scott right now at all, other than him and Callie have a baby together. Other than that, I couldn't tell you a single song that he has sung or rapped. I'm not sure. But this quote was like, dang, I think this is slide on in. I'm a firm believer in, you know, things happening for a reason. And I kind of had what I was going to talk about today. And then this quote kind of, you know, fell into my lap. So I'm going to leave you all with this thought. It's from Travis Scott. And he said, everybody just have different steps in their life that they take to do what you should. I'm going to repeat it for those of you who do not hear it. Everybody just have different steps in their life that they take to do what you should. There we go. Y'all take care. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tell Me More podcast. And I cannot wait to talk to you guys soon.